Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
Living after midnight, we've been doing a lot of that, Kingy.
We have. Well, we haven't even seen midnight, have we?
No, we've been up in Scandinavia. We never saw darkness for 3 weeks.
I know, it was like a scene from Insomnia.
Oh, it was. But the thing is, when you're beyond the Arctic Circle, they don't do much in the way of curtains because they don't need them. They just go, oh, we have daylight. Let's celebrate it.
Let's celebrate it. Let it in all through the hours when you're supposed to be sleeping.
Oh, but we've done loads of mad stuff, haven't we?
We have.
Oh, it's been brilliant. I mean, the food in Sweden, the people in Sweden.
The Swedish Swedeness. Oh, I loved it, dude.
Yeah. It's not Planet Rock, though, is it?
No, it's not, and this is our planet.
It is. Planet Rock, riding through your head.
Ding, ding, ding,
planet
ding.
Rock, Planet Rock, is a thoroughbred. Feared by the good.
Ding, ding.
Loved by the bad.
Ding, ding.
Planet Rock.
Ding, ding, ding.
Planet Rock.
Ding, ding, ding.
Planet Rock.
Yes!
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Talking of the Rolling Stones, do you remember the night that we met Keith Richard?
I do.
It was great.
He signed a book.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, we've got the same publishers. It sounds very grand. It was his autobiography. So they invited us to come and get a free Keith Richard goodie bag, which, by the way, I've still got, including the Keith Richards branded Zippo lighter, which may be for sale. And, and so we stood there in front of Keith. There was 30 of the invited chosen ones.
He was like a mega god, dude.
Oh, he was.
Oh, he was all over it.
Keith looked at me and I bought this really nice overcoat and he said, I love your couch. And I went, I love you too, Keith.
Yeah, like that, he did.
Yeah, he did. I always remember that.
I do, because it was a bit weird.
Well, it wasn't. he had green pumps on as well.
Did he?
Yeah, do you remember those? I've got the same.
Oh, have you?
Those green Adidas, other shoes are available.
Oh, definitely available.
Yeah, you call me Kermit the Flaming Frog. I haven't worn them since.
No, I did.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
I love Tom Petty. I never get bored listening to him.
I don't either. He's a genius.
He is a genius, isn't he?
Pretty amazing.
How old is he now, do you reckon?
108, probably. Oh. He's not that old, thank you.
I wonder how many heartbreakers he's had.
Oh, loads.
Oh, anyway, talking of heartbreakers, hey, it's time for your emails.
Oh, it so is.
Hey, by crikey, you've all come out from under your stones this week.
Hey, I tell you what,
loads.
It's honestly, it's like a shingled beach out here. There's loads of you.
Aye. Oh,
grief.
The first one is from a William Halligan from Ampt Hill.
Oh.
Hi, lads. I love food and I love bikes, so you two are right up my street.
Steady.
Do you really ride those bikes around places when you're on the telly? Though, as soon as your cameras are off, do you put the bikes on a trailer or do you get into your Bentleys or helicopters? All the best, Bill.
Bill, you idiot. You stone-crazed loon. The clue's in the title, innit? Hairy bikers, that's what we do. Unless we're, you know, travelling from, like, Japan to Korea.
Well, then we swap bikes and everything.
Well, yeah.
But it's funny, like, the last trip, because it was a proper road trip, we rode the bikes through Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, but then they wouldn't let us take the bikes into Russia.
Yeah.
So we did leave the bikes at the border.
We did.
And we ended up in a motorbike and sidecar.
Oh.
A Cossack Ural Mars Mark III, circa 1982.
Circa 202.
Oh, this was a shed. Wait till it's on the telly. Oh. We had no rear view mirror, so King is there with a bedazzled vanity mirror, just looking out the back at the sidecar.
I tell you what, it wasn't a good sight behind. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no. But yes, no, that one. Then we picked the bikes up in Helsinki, rode through Finland, and then we picked them up again in Jokkmokk. Yeah. And then rode them all the way down to Gotland, we ended up.
We did, ended up in Gotland, and it's about, it was lots of miles.
Yeah, thousands. But
thousands,
nah,
yeah.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
No, definitely. It's one of those things that we just love to do. And it's great for us, because when you're on camera all the time, and it's all high energy, it's nice to get on the bike and just decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's lovely, because you're in your own headspace, and you're thinking about the road, and you're thinking about where Dave is in my rear view mirror, or where I am in Dave's rear view mirror. It's just great, man.
It was funny when we did a series, The Food Tour of Britain, That was one winter. And they said to us, you're going to use the bikes, because we're going around 30 counties, literally everywhere from Inverness to Cornwall. I went, yeah, of course we are. I said, oh, unless it's the worst winter for 20 years. What happened?
Worst winter for 20 years.
We rode 15,000 miles that winter. That was on the Triumph Rocket 3s.
Yes.
I still haven't recovered.
No, you haven't, have you?
My knees are like castanets. My toes crack like celery. Oh. And my nuts, well, I still haven't found them.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
It's time.
Welcome to the Hairy Bikers Nosh Pit.
For the Nosh Pit.
Well, we're doing one this week, then we're giving it a rest, because for the next four Nosh Pits, we're going to concentrate on yee-haw! Barbecue, because it's summer and we're going to be at it and you're going to be at it.
Oh, we're all at it.
We're all
Let's
at it.
Let's put some lipstick on this thing.
Honey, you're so cute, I could sit you down and mop you up with a biscuit.
Whoop, whoop, da-doo-da-day.
Well, that'll come next week.
Anyway, so it's not now.
This week it's quite generic, it's fish.
Fish.
Fish. So we've got this recipe, which is online, and it's a belter. It goes right back to the early days of the Hairy Bikers. Well, it goes back before that. It's our fish with a savoury chorizo crust.
Chorizo crust, and you have to thlay it with a lisp.
Now, people sometimes ask where do recipes come from. This one came a long way.
It did.
There was this chef on the Isle of Man called Butch Buttery.
Aye, Butch.
Butch.
We kid you not.
Butch. And Butch. He did this fish with a chorizo crust. Well, we worked on it. And we ended up cooking it on a beach in Patagonia.
Yeah.
And we actually did go out and we caught the fish. We did it with sea bass, didn't we?
We did. It was flipping lovely.
And we caught 38 sea bass, 4 baby sharks.
Well, there was a lot of them.
And we flogged them, paid for the boat. Yeah. So we respect for your licence fee.
Yeah.
But this fish, what it is, you got like firm white fish will do. Any firm white fish. Not a finger.
No.
You get some dry bread with the crusts off and chorizo sausage, and you bake the chorizo sausage with the bread, and the fat dribbles out of the chorizo sausage. Then you puree the whole thing together, these bright red crumbs.
It's lovely.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's electric red bread crumbs. Mix it with garlic, parsley, lime zest, juice of half a lime, black pepper, parmesan cheese and butter.
Mm.
Pack the fillet.
Yes.
With that crust, put a knob of butter on the top and bake it. And the smoky rivulets of chorizo fat and savouriness go into the fish. Oh, it's great.
Just give us another one, I'm nearly there.
Oh! And the butter, it crusts up and it allows the juices from the chorizo crust to navigate its way through the canals that form the bottom of the fish.
The flakes of fish.
Oh, it's lovely.
Drip red with the fat. Of the chorizo.
And the great thing is, for dinner parties, you can do a whole tray of these, pop them in the oven, and 20 minutes, you've served everybody satisfaction, guaranteed.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
Anyway, we've got an email from Olivia Lane. From
Olivia Lane.
Olivia Lane. Sounds like a Hollywood movie star, doesn't it?
Sounds like a porn star.
Olivia Lane does Dallas. Anyway. Olivia Lane from Beaconsfield. Hello, Olivia. How are you doing? I found this cookbook and it says Husband's Tested Recipes. And it's full of crap about how you should make your hubby happy with cakes. Well, it made me laugh, though. Any tips on how to keep your hubby happy? Yes. He's a miserable sod at the best of times. Dump him. That's if he's miserable and he's been around you, that's actually what he wants. He wants you to dump him.
Olivia, a cake's not going to help.
It's not.
No, no.
Nor is a baby, come to that. That's not often a commonly made mistake. Yeah.
Oh, they call them Band-Aid babies, don't they?
Band-Aid babies. And then what happens? Then you blow a split up and then there's a baby there that's left without whatever.
It was a bit heavy, really. She's only going about making him a cake to cheer him up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't bother, just dump him.
Yeah, well, either that or just... Just take yourself in hand, Olivia, you know.
Don't take herself in hand. Take her husband in hand.
Yeah. I'll get a new one, really.
I'll just get a new one.
Yeah.
It's easy. There's loads out there.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.